The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but not a child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise. And the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "Are you not misled? Because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.' You are greatly misled." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord gives two reasons for the Sadducees being misled. The first, he says, you don't know the scriptures, right? And these are supposed to be people who do know the scriptures, scholars of the law. And secondly, he says, you do not know the power of God, right? You don't believe that God can raise someone from the dead. But interestingly, he doesn't limit it to the power of raising from the dead. He simply says, you don't know the power of God. My brothers and sisters, I think that can be said for every single one of us to some degree. Do we really believe that God is all-powerful? And if so, then why do we give in to fear or worry or anxiety or lack of trust or doubt? Every single one of those, when we give in, we're not believing that God is all-powerful, right? That He can really do everything He says that He can do. And I believe this is one of the main reasons why the church constantly calls us to read the scriptures and to read the lives of the saints, so that we are continually reading about the marvels that God has done in the lives of people. I think of someone like St. Peter, right? To go out to a man and say, who's crippled, lying on the ground, "Rise and walk." That's believing in the power of God. Or St. Paul raising somebody from the dead. Or Charles Luanga, today, with all his 25 companions, walking 37 miles to execution. And it says they went along laughing, joyful. And one young guy, he sees a priest in the crowd, and the priest is downtrodden. And he looks at him and says, "Father, why are you sad? We're going to heaven." And I closed with this yesterday, St. Marcellinus and Peter. Peter was a layman who was an exorcist in the early church. And he had done so many miracles that that's why they found him and threw him into prison. When he gets in prison, his jailer, he sees, is sad. And he says to him, "Why are you so sad?" And he said, "Because I think my daughter is troubled by an evil spirit." And he says, "Well, why don't you do something about that?" He says, "I wish I could. Where do I bring her?" He said, "I can do it. By the omnipotence of the God whom I worship." My brothers and sisters, that's where God wants to bring every one of us. I can, by the omnipotence of the God whom I worship. Do we believe in the power of God?